Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, everybody. I'm Eves, and you're tuned into This Day in History class, a show where we travel back in time one day at a time. Today is December 7th, 2019. The day was December 7th, 1963. Instant replay debuted during the CBS broadcast of the Army-Navy football game in Philadelphia. In 1955, George Retzlaff, the producer for the broadcast Hockey Night in Canada, used a wet film or kinescope replay on a goal. The replay was not instant and he never used the process again, but it was a memorable moment in sports broadcasting. But in 1963, Tony Verna, a director at CBS, wanted to try out a new videotape instant replay system at the college football game between the Army Black Knights and the Navy Midshipmen. He wanted to be able to fill in lulls in action and to give viewers a better view of what was actually happening on the field. Eager to improve the at-home audience's viewing experience, Verna developed a system that used a videotape machine to produce an instant replay. The Army-Navy game was supposed to take place a week earlier, but it was postponed because of the assassination of U.S. President John F. Kennedy. Kennedy had been slated to attend the Army-Navy game. Verna was not sure whether the system would work during the game, and he didn't tell the CBS crew about his plans to try it out until the day of the game. The tape machine that Verna used was an Ampex VTR 1000. The instant replay device relied on tape decks that weighed around 1,200 pounds and were the size of refrigerators. It was housed in a truck. There were technical difficulties as he tried to get the right footage. Because Verna couldn't get a new roll of videotape, he had to use tape that had an episode of I Love Lucy on it. Some of the replay tests showed flashes of Lucille Ball's face. But in the fourth quarter, Army quarterback Carl Rolly Stitchway scored on a one-yard touchdown run. Seconds after the touchdown happened, Verna played the footage again. Announcer Lindsey Nelson, concerned that viewers would be confused by the replay, confirmed that Army had not actually scored again. The original tape that stored the footage has since been lost. The technology was prohibitively expensive for some schools, but more broadcasts began using instant replay, and slow motion and freeze frame were introduced. Instant replay also began to be used by sports officials for plays or calls that were dubious. This use of the technology has proven controversial at times, and different sports leagues have different rules on how replay can be used during a game. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. Want to impress your internet crush? Show them your history smarts by sharing something you learned on the show. Don't forget to tag us at TDIHC Podcast. Or if you want to get a little more fancy, you can send us an email at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you tomorrow, same place.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Work.